Rat Pack, where you at?
What's going on? It's the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Jeff Rackliff, and it is Monday, August 21st. On today's podcast, I'm going to give you one takeaway from all of the preseason games from Week 2, with the exception of tonight's game, because I don't know what's going to happen just yet, but I'll give that to you here on the show today. Big week for fantasy football. Of course, if you have drafts coming and you want to get in on FTNFantasy.com for the Fantasy Plus subscription, I do have an opportunity for you to win a year subscription. All you have to do is rate and review this podcast of mine on Apple Podcasts. Really simple. Takes you only a minute or two to do so. And then in your review, leave your Twitter handle or your Instagram handle. I'm seeing a bunch of people who did that. It also helps if you just want to review the show, but you are entered in to win if you leave your social media handle there, Twitter or your Instagram. And as promised, I do have another winner here. The review is titled, "Always a Great Listen." And it says, "Been listening to Jeff for a few years now and it's paid off big time. He knows his stuff and makes it easy for anyone to understand. Doesn't matter if you're an advanced fantasy football player or a beginner. It is a must listen." And the winner, AHans31. If that is you, here's what you do for me. Hit me up on Twitter, but before you do so, make sure you have a free account at FTN. If you already have one, AHans31, we're good to go. You'll just hit me up on Twitter. I'll make sure I keep an eye out for it, and then we'll get you hooked up from there. But the easiest thing, if you don't have that free account, go to FTNFantasy.com. Just create a free account. There's no charges, nothing like that. Easy to do, and then you're in the ecosystem, and I can hook you up quicker. Of course, if you want to grab a subscription, you don't want to worry about winning it, I would suggest doing so now in advance of the big weekend of fantasy football drafts that we have coming up here. Last Saturday, a couple days ago, I did 4.5 hours worth of updates to make sure that all of the cheat sheets, all 16 of them, all the rankings, all the projections, all the tiers articles, everything was fully updated for you so you could dominate your drafts this weekend. I'm going to do the same exact thing next weekend. I've already updated the site today. We're rolling at FTNFantasy.com. Fantasy Plus subscription, promo code RATPACK for 10% off. Also, quick shout out to our presenting sponsor, Circa. You've heard me talk about it, the Circa Millions contest. It's a wild contest. Each week of the NFL season, you pick 5 games against the spread. If you are the ultimate winner of this bad boy, you get $1 million for first place. However, top 100 get payouts. There are quarterly payouts, so heck, you could win more than $1 million if you win this thing and get some of the quarterly money. Also, if you suck and you finish last, you get $100,000, $50,000 to second to last place. It's $1,000 to enter. You can enter up to 5 times. Have to register in person at Circa or one of the sister properties in Vegas, or you can use a proxy service if you're out of state. Registration runs through September 9th, so we're actually getting relatively close to that registration deadline. Get in. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's obviously something a little bit different from fantasy, so I love that. I love having different games to play at this time of year. So anyway, let's get into it. We're going to roll through each of these games. We'll start with the Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns. My biggest takeaway here is the Eagles' backfield is a bit of a mess, but I did change things. So I have currently Swift the highest on my board, but the second highest on my board now is Kenneth Gainwell. He's still just inside the top 40, and I still have Rashad Penny inside the top 50. But all of this rumblings about Kenneth Gainwell being used, they're real. He was there. He was in the game before Rashad Penny. Now, second week of the preseason, things can still change here, but I would not just blindly pick Rashad Penny as a punt RB2 or zero RB option. I think we could do better than that. So keep that in mind. The depth chart is still in flux at running back there. Carolina and the Giants. Probably the biggest takeaway here. I'll give you 2 for this one, give you a little bonus. But Darren Waller is going to eat, provided that he is healthy. He was targeted 4 times, including 3 targets on his first 3 plays. And he could be the number one target in this offense. So I like that. The other one, and this is on the other side for the Carolina Panthers, Jonathan Mingo is clearly the number three. So this is, there's a couple things to this. Like, is he a late round target? Yes. But that also means that Terrace Marshall is not a late round target. So he should be taken off of boards. And I really don't think this changes. You know, if it's already happening right now, some people have suggested it may take a little bit into the season for it to happen. It's already happening right now. There's no looking back. Now, he isn't necessarily guaranteed to play in two receiver sets. In fact, I don't think he does, at least initially, with two veterans in DJ Chark and Adam Thielen there. But it's only a matter of time. Cream rises, and he's a very talented rookie. Cincinnati Bengals, Atlanta Falcons. We didn't see any of the Bengals players that of note. But my big takeaway, Bijan's a real deal. We're going to see a lot of him, but he's the real deal. He's definitely the real deal. Cordarrelle Patterson is hurt right now, but even if he wasn't, I'm not worried about this whatsoever. Algier is going to be worked in. It's going to be a run-heavy team. Let's be clear about that. They were the most run-heavy for a good chunk of last season. Carolina ended up being absolutely the most run-heavy when it was all said and done, but they're going to be right up there. Let's put it that way. And Bijan is going to – he's going to feast. Cordarrelle Patterson's not going to have the same role we had traditionally had out of him. I actually had some dude on Twitter like, yo, why is everybody down on Cordarrelle Patterson? Is like, because they drafted a running back at 8 who can do Cordarrelle Patterson way better than Cordarrelle Patterson. But, you know, Bijan's a real deal. Let's move to Jacksonville and Detroit. So we didn't see much of Detroit. Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta, David Montgomery, Jared Goff, none of those guys were playing. However, on the other side, and we really didn't see a lot of guys on the other side either, the one thing I can say, Tank Bigsby is solid. He's rock solid. He's, as far as I'm concerned, everything he's shown in the preseason so far, locked in as the number two. But locked in as the number two, not as the 1A, with ETN being the one. ETN's the one, Bigsby's the two. So yes, there is maybe some concern of short yardage work going Bigsby's way, but largely ETN locked in as a top 15 guy for me. I have no issues with that whatsoever. I really have no issues with that. And this game really didn't give us much. None of the big namers were in that contest. Let's move to Miami and Houston. First, an injury update. Devon Achane was carted off, and of course, every fantasy football draft stopped for a moment this past weekend. And really, it sounded a whole lot worse than what it is. He was thrown to the ground at the end of a run, and this is where the size issue comes into play, by the way. But he was thrown to the ground, and he hurt his shoulder. That's the injury. He's being called week to week. I wouldn't be surprised if he was ready for the beginning of the season. However, they have Raheem Mostert, Savon Ahmed, Jeff Wilson, and Myles Gaskin. So who's the odd man out here? I don't think it's Achane. I really don't think it's Mostert or Wilson. Ahmed outplayed Myles Gaskin so far, but who knows? So a little bit crazy there. But here's the big takeaway that I have. Damian Pierce has no competition. And you may have seen this blurb on RotoWorld. The key, he was basically an every down player in the beginning of the game. Singletary did finally work in with the ones, but Pierce is clearly ahead. Also, by the way, be careful with John Mechie and Tank Dell. It looks like their starting three wide receivers are Robert Woods, Nico Collins, and Noah Brown. Noah Brown, he didn't play last week, and then he was clearly with the starters this past week. So the only player I'm targeting there at wide receiver for Houston is Nico Collins in drafts. Buffalo Bills, Pittsburgh Steelers. James Cook looks like he is the clear number one. Somebody had asked me if Ty Johnson signing was a concern for Damian Harris. And it's not a concern for Cook. It's not a concern for Harris. It might be a concern for Darrington Evans down the depth chart. But James Cook, I would love him to stay as like a seventh round value heading into this weekend, but I don't know if he does. Also, Jaylen Warren, he only had the one carry. It was a 62-yard touchdown, and it was really, really nice. There's a little bit of smoke. Where there's smoke, there's some fire, man. Jaylen Warren is more than just a cuff, more than just a change of pace guy. It doesn't move me off of Najee. I mean, I'm not drafting Najee anyway because he's a dead zone guy, but Jaylen Warren's pretty good. Chicago, Indianapolis did not really get much in this game. The one thing I will say is Khalil Herbert looks like he's locked in as the top guy. Deontay Foreman is the number two. Roschon Johnson is the number three. I do not think it stays that way. But if I had to take one in like the zero RB range, round 7 to 10, right now it's Herbert. You don't have to take Roschon there. You can take him in the late rounds. However, if I draft Roschon, I'm making sure that I'm very, very patient because Roschon is not going to do anything in week one, very likely, or week two or week three or week four. We're not drafting him for them. We're drafting him for the later part of the season. And you have to remember that because you're going to forget when he does nothing in week one and week two. Tampa and the Jets, I think probably the biggest thing here is Zonovan Knight might not make the team. Breece Hall, locked in. Dalvin, locked in. Michael Carter, locked in. It's between Zonovan and Izzy Abanikanda, and I think Abanikanda wins that job. So your dynasty stocks of your shares of Zonovan Knight trending down a little bit there. Kansas City, Arizona, not much on this one. We actually did see the starters for Kansas City, so here's what I'm going to say. If you happen to be somebody who likes the idea of Justin Ross, I think it's more the idea of Justin Ross than the reality of Justin Ross. Like, he avoided the big injury, which is good. And let's be clear. I don't hate the kid. I loved what he did at the college level before the injury, but I'm also realistic about this. I mean, based on what we've seen so far, here's what we know. Sky Moore, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, locked in as the top two. One would have to assume Kadarius Toney is a starter as well when healthy. We know Richie James is almost certainly going to make this roster because he also adds in the return game, and he's not that bad. He's had a pretty good preseason. Rashee Rice looks really good. So there's five guys automatically ahead of Ross. Best case scenario, Justin Ross is number six. And Justin Watson has been running ahead of him. So Ross is the seven if he even makes the team. Be careful with him. And everything that we have seen so far in the preseason has reinforced these ideas. Okay, New England and Green Bay, do not underestimate the very real connection between Romeo Doubs and Jordan Love. They connected on a deep ball in this game. Obviously, you know, they didn't play a lot. The ones didn't play a lot, but Doubs looks like he is a Jordan Love favorite. I continue to move him up just a tick. I got him in my draft this past weekend, just a tick. And he's going to be a guy who I'll target again this weekend. If we can get him at a decent value. Tennessee, Minnesota. Oof, this one was fun. If you have not seen the Tajay Spears touchdown run, do yourself a favor and watch that 33-yard run. Kid is so athletic. I think it's really clear. Hassan Haskins was banged up, but I think it's really clear regardless that Tajay Spears is the number two back. And that means he is the cuff to Henry. He also could get some independent run. Probably not much. Not enough to be fantasy viable, but he is the cuff to Henry. And if you draft Henry, you should be considering Tajay Spears. Move him up two rounds on your board. If you draft Henry, that's the next move that you make when you sit down back at your seat. Let's move on to Denver and San Francisco. Number one realization that Willie Snead is still around. I was like, oh my God, that's Willie Snead. But anyway, the big takeaway here, I'm going to thank Javonte Williams for not ripping off a 33-yard touchdown run or anything like that. He had 3 for 12, just what I wanted. He also caught four balls in this game, so played 12 snaps, touched the ball seven times. Let's just keep this our secret. Let's keep Javonte Williams in round seven, and let's take it to the bank. Rams-Raiders. Didn't see much of the Raiders. Didn't see much of the Rams. I should talk about this, though. Josh Jacobs, the expectation is that he will be back with the team before the start of the season. Now, if you read some headlines, you might think he's already back with the team, but that is not true as of this recording right now. We'll play it by ear, but my advice remains the same. If he's not with the Raiders and it's draft day for me, I don't have the risk tolerance to draft him. You might. I don't. I learned from Le'Veon Bell. So maybe you call me foolish, whatever. I've been called a whole lot worse today, not even in my life. But I'm just not going to waste the pick on him with the risk. So here's maybe the big takeaway, and it's not a big one. The wide receivers seem to be Van Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, obviously, and then Tutu Atwell is the three. The number four, he did not play in this game, Puka Nacua, rookie out of BYU. Looks like he is ahead of Ben Skowronek on the depth chart now. Very interesting. Dallas and Seattle. The big one for me, I'll give you a secondary one, but the big one, the two rookies look really good. Zach Charbonnet and Jackson Smith and Jigba for Seattle both look really good. I would not hesitate to draft either. With Charbonnet, just realize that you're not going to get him immediately in the season. It's more implied value, but he did look good. The secondary one, Rico Dowdle, does look like the handcuff to Tony Pollard. Let's round this out with the New Orleans Saints and Los Angeles Chargers. The number two job for the Chargers seems to certainly be Joshua Kelly. So there's that. We also did have Kendre Miller back in this game only a week after getting hurt last week. We should see some of Kendre Miller in the first three games while Alvin Kamara is suspended, but you're really drafting a secondary handcuff because if Kamara went down, Jamal Williams would get the feature role. So I wouldn't necessarily be going too heavy on Kendre Miller at this time. All right, preseason in the hopper. We'll talk some strategy through the course of the week because we got some drafts coming. We need to dominate. If you want to get in on all the goods over at FTNFantasy.com, remember, use that promo code RATPACK. It'll get you 10% off of an FTN Fantasy Plus subscription. Any FTN subscription, for that matter, 10% off. Also, if you want to try and win it, review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Rate it and leave in your review your Twitter handle. You're entered in to win. Easy peasy, baby. Okay, follow along with me on Twitter at Jeff Ratcliffe, Instagram at Jeff Ratcliffe as well. And I'm going to be back on the flip side for another edition of the pod. I'm Jeff Ratcliffe, and I'm out.